Obedient children of the faith, in unity and in one accord, we comprehend and participate together. Thank you for understanding that is common in our midst. Thank you, O God, for your presence. Thank you because it gives us the Spirit that stirred up in our midst. Thank you for passion, for souls. Thank you for sensitivity in the things of and that pertain to the Spirit. Thank you, O God. Give you praise and all the glory. Thank you because we all live better than we came. Thank you. Thank you for an atmosphere of faith and power. Give you all the praise and all the glory. In Jesus' name and amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Psalm 122 verse 1 says what? Sakara varas, so pravenas, spaparas. Even if it's tongues, I should have the interpretation, right? I should get the interpretation after. Psalm 122 verse 1 says what? I was glad. Let us go. Hallelujah. Are you glad?
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, it must always be your attitude. Always be your attitude. If you could be glad before you came, you should be glad while you're here. Hallelujah. You should be glad during prayer. Amen.
Amen.
You should be glad during praise to God. You should be glad during the learning and the teaching of the word. You should be glad during the offerings. Amen. And the announcement, you should be glad greeting one another. Amen. And at the close of service, you should be glad. And you should be glad going home. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. The things of God are worth being glad about. I don't know how else to say that, but I hope it came out well. You ought to be glad about the things of God. It is worth being glad about. Glory to God. Coming together is something to shout about. Hallelujah. There's an old song that says, Jesus gave me something to shout about. Amen. Our coming together is enough to shout about. Amen?
Amen.
It's like you just get into church, not when the service has started though. If you come late, you don't have that right. You get into church and you just see one or two brethren, just say, whoa, glory to God. Hallelujah. Without scaring anybody. Amen. Praise God. Because it's church again. Praise God. Hallelujah. Okay, more for souls, and we'll just do as much as we can within the time available to us this evening. Amen.
Amen.
Matthew 28 and verse 16 to 20. The 11 disciples went away into Galilee, into a mountain where Jesus had appointed them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. The disciples of Jesus that followed the Lord himself for over 3 years, upon his death and resurrection, they doubted. Okay? They doubted. And, I'm not going to try to say it's okay to doubt, but I can tell you for free that it is human to doubt. Praise God. It is human to doubt. Where your focus is not entirely on the word of God. Is it a good thing? No. But it's a human thing. Does that make sense? Okay? But you must endeavor to do something about it. You don't deny it, you fix it. Praise God. So what did Jesus do? He fixed it. He was with them 40 days, teaching them things pertaining to the kingdom of God. Acts 1:3. By the time you get to Acts 1, they were all together in one accord with other disciples. They even chose Matthias to replace Judas. Amen. And were praying, waiting for the day of Pentecost. Glory to God. Amen. So it can be fixed. Hallelujah. Say doubt. Can be fixed. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, so you fix it. You don't accept it as your identity. No, that's not who you are. Say, I'm a child of faith. A faith child of a faith God. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm not a doubter. I'm a believer. Say, I'm not a doubter. I'm a believer. Hallelujah. Say, I'm a believer. I'm a believer. Glory to God. Okay? So, Jesus fixed the doubt of some by teaching. Glory to God. By teaching. And then we can also add that because we know that people's lives are fixed or in discipleship, the gifts of the Spirit come to play. Okay? They have a major role in discipleship. All right? Particularly in 1 Corinthians 14, Paul pointed the attention of the church to utterances, supernatural utterances, that by the Spirit, men born of God can speak and be a blessing, help the saints of God to be edified. 1 Corinthians 14, if you read from verse 2 to verse 4, he that speaks in the tongues or in an unknown tongue speaks not unto men but unto God, for no man understands him, albeit in the Spirit he speaks mysteries. You know, but he that prophesied speaketh unto the church edification, exhortation, and comfort, but he that speaks in an unknown tongue edifies himself, but he that prophesied edifieth the church. Amen? Okay? And if you read all the way through 1 Corinthians 14, you see how Paul put the attention of the church on the utterance gifts. That when you excel in that, you do more with edifying the saints of God. Hallelujah. You do more with edification. You do more with building up the saints. And it's important to note that and cherish that among the gathering of the saints. So it means that from what we're saying before, that the utterance gifts play a major role. And of course, they are gifts of the Spirit, right? Are you there? They are gifts of the Spirit. So the utterance gifts play a major role in discipleship. They do. They play a major role in discipleship. Now, we must note that the gifts of the Spirit altogether are needed and necessary in discipleship. In discipleship. Praise God. Hallelujah. In discipleship. So we must look forward to the gifts of the Spirit working. It must be men conscious of the fact that we've been endowed with the gifts of the Spirit. Enablements, abilities by the Spirit of God. Gifts to speak, gifts to see and know, and gifts to do. for the blessedness or the profiting of all. For so Paul says, the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. When the saints of God in the gatherings are conscious of the gifts of the Spirit working in their lives, conscious of the Spirit of God upon them, then we will find profiting that is for all. For one is able to bless another, and another is able to bless the other. And when all are conscious of this reality and this enablement and endowment, then the Spirit of God freely works in the midst of the children of God. Then the answers to the prayers, the problems, the issues, the challenges of men are found on the lips of the saints. And supernaturally, utterances are given, made to edify, to comfort, and to help the saints to know that of a truth, God works in the midst of his saints. That of a truth, God is present in his church. Of a truth, God works mightily in the midst of his people. We will therefore cherish that working, that operation of God in the midst of his children, that flow of the Spirit to speak one to another and be a blessing and edify and comfort and speak peace into the hearts of those who seem to be troubled, who are troubled, who are in dark moments. For the work of God in the midst of his church by his Spirit is able to bring answers that men seek, is able to bring solutions, is able to stir up and inspire faith in the hearts of God's children. God, by his wisdom, has worked his gift in his church. And therefore, we will honor that operation. We will not be familiar or get used to it, but rather, with all honor in our hearts, receive every single time that flow of the Spirit through the lips of the saints. I will receive God's blessings. I will receive what he has to offer. I will receive the answers to my prayers. I will receive by utterances what God has to supply to me. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
You know, so the gifts of the Spirit are there in the church. Of course, they are for the church. They are in the church. Well, I don't mean they are only for the church in terms of operation or workings. Of course, they are for the world. They are for ministry as well in terms of reaching the lost. Amen. But we must remember, okay, that as teaching is vital to the growth of the believer, utterances are vital as well. Praise God. Amen. And by extension, the gifts of the Spirit, they are vital in your growth and your development. Amen. There's something that it does to the believer, okay, where the gifts of the Spirit are in operation. They stir up the believer. They stir up the gifts of the Spirit in and around the believer. There's something that it does to you. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You know, when you see the ministry of the laying on of hands in operation, there's something it does to you. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
You just get ready to lay hands. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
When you see the utterance gifts in operation, there's something it does to you. When you see the gifts of healing in operation, there's something it does to you. When you see the gift of faith in operation, there's something it does to you. So, note it, okay? That the gifts of the Spirit in operation in the church is for the profiting of the believers, of the saints of God. Amen? To train them up and to get them ready for ministry. Hallelujah. Praise God. See, the gifts of the Spirit are ours. The gifts of the Spirit are ours. Amen. So, in doing more for souls, you must pay attention to the working of the gifts of the Spirit. So, the operations of the gifts of the Spirit in your life and your ministry. I'm not sure if it's Ken Hagin that will say this, or maybe largely in the Word of Faith circle, where it is said that the gifts of healing, or healing is the dinner bell that you ring for the sinners to come hear the gospel. Amen? 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 Amen. Amen. You know, so we can by extension say the gifts of the Spirit, when they are in operation, they are the dinner bell that you ring for sinners to pay attention to the gospel. Can sinners pay attention to the gospel without the gifts of the Spirit? Yes. I mean, but that is not always the case. Amen? There are those who will listen, who will pay attention, and just hear, because the gospel itself is the power of God to save. Amen? But the gifts of the Spirit are given to us as it were, so that we can entice the lost to hear the gospel. Glory to God. In Acts 3, Peter and John at the beautiful gate, at the hour of prayer, we're going to go into the temple normally to pray. It was prayer meeting time. But this man that they had laid by the gate, who has been lame from womb, I think he's one that's 38 years or so. When they got there, this time, amen. Then Peter and John said, look on us, silver and gold have I not, such as I have given in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And then the man, of course, was still waiting. And Peter took him by the hand, jacked him up, and his ankle bones received strength. And then walked, leaped, praised God, got into the temple, amen.
Amen.
And then, of course, those that saw him inside, you're the lame guy, right? You're supposed to be outside, but you're inside. What happened? They began to point to Peter and John. It's those guys that did it. It's those guys that did it. And then Peter, of course, said, why look you so earnestly on us? As though by our own power, holiness, you have made this man strong. No, it's faith, through faith in his name. Amen? It has given this man perfect soundness in the presence of you all. Amen? And after he said that, what did he do? He preached. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
He rang the dinner bell outside. He preached inside. Glory to his name. Hallelujah. Okay, how about madmen receiving their sanity? Amen? That guy that everyone knows to be mad. By your presence, by your words, receive sanity. Amen?
Amen.
That's a dinner bell Except he regained his sanity in the dark. It will call some attention. Praise God. Yeah. And then you seize that opportunity to preach the gospel. The days of the miraculous are not over. They are not in the past. The days of the miraculous, they are here. Hallelujah. For the same God is here with us. The same Spirit that walked in the apostles and the men of old here verily with us. Yeah. Those days are not over. The days of crippled men walking are not over. The days of withered hands becoming whole. Just at that instance, the days of blind eyes opening deaf ears, being unstopped, those days are not over. For the same Jesus is at work in us today. The same Jesus stands with us as we go out to preach and to teach. The same Jesus who wants to receive every single sinner into his loving arms is with us today. Therefore, the miraculous is here to stay, is here always. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Amen. So we put our attention on the gifts of the Spirit. Now, if we are going to do more for souls, then the Spirit of God is inspiring our hearts tonight to put our focus on doing more with the gifts of the Spirit. And firstly, how would you do more with the gifts of the Spirit? 1 Corinthians 12 and verse 1. Paul says, "Now, brethren, concerning spiritual, the things of and that pertain to the Spirit, brethren, I would not have you ignorant." And the word ignorant is a word that means to lack facts or information about the things of the Spirit. That's number one. Number two, not to know what to do with the facts that you have. Okay? That would be unintelligence with the things of and appertain to the Spirit. So ignorance can come from lack of information, can also come from lack of wisdom, as it were, or lack of knowing what to do with them, lack of intelligence with the things of the Spirit. Amen? Now we can create a niche. I would ordinarily just put what I want to say now within the second one, which is lack of intelligence. But let me put it aside so that we can put our attention on it. Also, lack of recognition. Amen? Not able to recognize the gifts when they are in operation. It's still somewhat under unintelligence with the information that you have. But for the sake of experiences or meetings, let me put that aside. Lack of, not knowing how to flow. Let me put it that way. Not knowing how to flow. Not knowing how to, not being able to recognize the gifts in operation. And of course, to flow with them. Amen? So, it means that the first thing you must do if you want to see the gifts of the Spirit in operation more. Now, don't forget, well, maybe we'll come to that later. Don't let me bore you with that now. Well, I wanted to say that the Corinthian church Paul was writing to were not saints where you don't find the gifts of the Spirit in operation in their services. You know, in chapter 1, he already said that you come behind in no gift. Amen? You come behind in no gift. All right? But we'll talk about that later. That's what I wanted to say. I said, let me leave that out. So, I would not have you ignorant. So, you must be knowledgeable and act on the knowledge that you have. when it comes to the gifts of the Spirit. Be knowledgeable and act on the knowledge that you have. Amen. So, if you have knowledge about the revelation gifts, the word of wisdom, the word of knowledge, and the discerning of spirits, then you should act on them. One of the ways to act on them is to expect them to function in your ministry. Look forward to them. Look forward to seeing, knowing, perceiving. Look forward to it. Praise God. Look forward to it. Look forward to being able to discern the spirits behind operations, activities. Look forward to it. That you're able to tell, no, yeah, this is the Spirit of God in operation. Yeah, that is a devil. Remember the lady under the spirit of divination who followed Paul and kept saying, these are the people that have come to preach. I mean, that sounded good. Literally saying that these are ministers of the gospel. They come to preach salvation. They've come to preach salvation. Said, no, that's a strange spirit saying that. And then rebuke that. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Discerning of spirits. That your discernment is sharp. When you come, your discernment becomes sharper as you learn the word of God. Amen. Amen. But when it comes to the things of the spirit, when it comes to spirit's operations, you're able to tell. You're preaching, you know, someone is disturbing. Someone may not even be talking. Best is just moving up and down, just pacing. You already tell. There's a spirit in operation now that is about to disrupt this thing. In the name of Jesus, you foul spirit, desist in your operations and maneuverings. Now. Amen? Praise God. At times, you may not be able to help persecution, but at times, you can prevent it. Praise God. So that the gospel can be preached without running for your life. Amen. I mean, how do you tell at times someone who was sitting very quietly and then you came to preach and the person became violent, ready to slap you? Okay? So, but I mean, you don't every time now say, it's persecution for the gospel. No, can avoid some, almost. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. So you expect them to be in operation. You expect them. You look forward to revelation gifts. Working as you preach and teach to help you to arrest the attention of the one you preach to. That's how to do more. Okay, so firstly you learn about them, and then what you have learned about, you act on them. You put them to practice. I mean, some of us will only prophesy when we are instructed to, we find somebody and prophesy to them. Outside of that, the utterance gifts are dormant. No! You should flow every day, flow all the time. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. You should look for ways for the gifts to be in operation. How about, you're somewhere, pick up your phone and call someone. Praise God. I just call to be a blessing. Feather, custo, feather, bundo, feather, verosto. And you bless. Amen? I say, is that not too much? How is it too much? How much can you flow? How more than enough can you be a blessing? God wants to reach the world through you. God wants to bless this one and that one. In that place and that place. God has thousands and millions of people to reach through you. how more than enough can you be a blessing? You can bless every day, bless all the time. Bless morning, noon, and night. Get the gifts working and see the power of God in demonstration. It's time for you to flow with the Holy Ghost. It's time for you to do extra. To do extra. To do more than is required, as it were. It's time for you to be more than active in the things of and that pertain to the Spirit. You see the gifts work more. Work more. Work more. And that takes me, well, let me first go to 1 Corinthians 12, verse 7. It says, the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man for the profit of all. For the profit of all. So it's for the common good. My flowing with the Holy Ghost. My participation in the things of and the pertain to the Spirit effectively is for the common good. Is for the profit of others. So when I do well, when I do better with the gifts, I'm looking out for the common good. Amen. When we all do better with the gifts, then we are all looking out for the common good. Amen. Praise God. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Okay. So like I said, when we're starting this, I guess I'm already sneaking in that you know, souls, we share that, you know, generally or conventionally, it has to do with reaching the lost, okay? Those who are unsaved, but, you know, just sneaking in the saints of God. Amen. Praise God. So the gifts of the Spirit can be functional in reaching the lost, and they can also be functional in the building up or the training of the saints. Hallelujah. As a matter of fact, one of the ways to define the ministry gifts, the ministry offices, is the gifts of the, or let me say it this way, certain gifts of the Spirit working in certain ways over a period of time. That's one of the ways to define ministry gifts or ministry offices. Certain gifts of the Spirit working in certain ways over a period of time. Does that make sense? So we must not sideline them. No. The gifts of the Spirit are for us today. The day the church began, amen, the day the church began, the gifts of the Spirit were in operation in their midst and among sinners. That very day. Can I even say that very morning? Praise God. So the gifts of the Spirit are for manifestations and demonstrations in our midst. Today. They are not expired. Those days are not over. No. Those days are here. Amen. Those days are here. Now, desire. So if I'm going to do more for souls, must pay attention to the gifts of the Spirit to see them in operation. If I'm going to see them in operation, I must have good knowledge about them. I must put to use or act on the knowledge that I have. Amen. I must understand that they are for the profit of all, the common good. And then we move on to desire. 1 Corinthians 12:31. Earnestly covet. Words put together to show strong emotions in the way that you go after. It's like saying, go after with passion. Earnestly covet. the best gifts that I show unto you in more excellent way. In 1 Corinthians 14 and verse 1 says, follow after charity. The New King James says, pursue love. And what does it say after? Follow after charity and desire spirituals. Desire the things of and appertain to the Spirit, rather that ye may prophesy. Amen? So, when you are well informed, you will know that amidst the saints, you do more with the utterance gifts. That's what Paul was saying in 1 Corinthians 14 and 1. Amidst the saints. So, I can have information, but not know that amidst the saints, I should desire more when it comes to the utterances. As you desire more. And let me tell you this for free. Amen. One of the ways to desire supernatural utterances or the utterance gifts is to be willing to speak. To be willing to speak. To just remind yourself that you have been endowed. Endowed. And I am ready to speak. For the more you think, the less you see yourself as capable to speak by the Spirit of God, the more you reason about it and reason on this and reason on that, the more you dwell on it, trying to wonder, how shall it be? How shall I speak the most effective way? The less you function effectively by the Spirit of God. Yes, you will not say that which the Spirit of God has not told you or called you to say. But you'll be willing to act. Act in faith. Act on the word. Say what he wants you to say. Start out by faith. And surely you'd have the rest delivered unto you. Praise God. You know, so with the utterance gift, speak. Just speak. Amen. Just start out. Just start out. Just start out. Just start out. Praise God. Hallelujah. I mean, one of the easiest ways is maybe within church now, and I say, okay, be a blessing to your neighbor in the line of ministry. I've even given you direction. Easy. Praise God. And then you start with that word, ministry, ministry. That's where the rest will come. Amen. 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 That's where the rest will come. That's where the rest will come. So desire to go after with passion. I want to see the gifts in operation. In 1 Corinthians 14 and 39, covet to prophesy and forbid not to speak with tongues. Amen, amen. Covet to prophesy and forbid not to speak with tongues. Covet to prophesy and forbid not to speak with tongues. So I must covet. I must covet. 1 Corinthians 14, 12. For as much as ye are zealous of spiritual gifts, see that you may excel. To the edifying. Hope I'm quoting the right verse. Yeah. Of the church. 1 Corinthians 14 and 12. You seek. As much as ye are zealous of spiritual gifts, seek that you may excel. Seek that you may do well. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Say, I can do well with the gifts of the Spirit. In preaching and teaching, I can do well with the gifts of the Spirit. Amen. 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 You know, in preaching and teaching God's word, I mean, pastors will see this in operation a lot. But as disciples, you can look forward to the gifts of the Spirit working in your discipleship ministry as you're explaining the scriptures. The revelation gifts are in operation as you explain. You just want to give an example. Let's assume But what you are describing is what happened to that person yesterday. Amen.
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 We must look forward to the gifts of the Spirit working. Even in explaining the scriptures. I'm not saying that you now throw aside Bible interpretation. You don't handle the scriptures rightly. And then you want to, whatever that means. What me I'm saying is, haven't handled the scriptures rightly as you are handling it rightly. Okay? Haven't handled the scriptures rightly in private. And then you are teaching someone, explaining. In that explanation, you expect the gifts of the Spirit to work. Glory to God. You expect the revelation gifts in operation. Praise God. You expect the power gifts in operation. Amen. Amen. For by the gifts of the Spirit, we are able to reach more people with the power of God. Reach more people with the power of God. Help more people to see what God wants them to see. Help more people to hear what God wants them to hear. Help more people to experience what God wants them to experience. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Okay, I'll close here. Acts chapter 1. So don't forget desire. It's good to hope, but it's not just in hoping that they work. This is strong desire. That's what Paul used in 1 Corinthians 12 and 31. Strong desire. You are going after it. You're doing everything. You're praying. You're fasting. Studying your church note. Reading the right materials. Praising and worshiping God. Expecting the gifts of the Spirit to flow better. It must be something that you want to see in operation. Not just it just comes once a while, it just comes, but expecting. Amen?
Amen?
Expecting. 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 You know, you can decide that I'll come to church and I trust the Lord to have something for my brother or my sister that will sit beside me today. Amen? Amen?
Amen?
Amen?
Amen?
You know, that can be your culture. Praise God. Now, you're not doing too much. All until it's a believer's meeting. Just be a blessing. And just be a blessing. Maybe someone had been praying from Monday till now. Oh God, oh God, oh God. And you can just be that vessel. Glory to God. Why? Because you desired. You just, see, I will do a little extra. You be that vessel to be a blessing. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Now, the gifts of the Spirit were not given for showmanship. I'll get to Acts 1 now and I close. But the gifts of the Spirit are not given for showmanship. Right? Just to see that I can walk in them. Not given for mere performance, but they were given so that we can be a blessing. They were given for the profiting of all. 1 Corinthians 12 and 7. Right? So it means that if I follow hard after why they were given or what they were given for, I will almost naturally see them in operation. Did you get that? Did you get that? Did you get that? So if they were given to reach the lost, if I follow hard after the lost, I will see them in operation more. Does that make sense? Does that make sense? Hey, I can't hear you. Does that make sense? if I can follow hard after the lost, if they are given to reach the lost, if I can follow hard after the lost, then I will see them in operation more. Praise God. First Corinthians, Acts 1, 6 to 8, and I close. When they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, will thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? And if you followed what we said in the last teaching, I still hope to do a little on that so that it can help us to understand why I think I breezed through too quickly. All right? So following through the scriptures, we'll see, we did that. I don't want to go through all of that, but we're able to establish that as the children of Israel physically went about demonstrating dominion and taking on kingdoms and conquering kings, they were showing to us prophetically how God will take over the hearts of men for his glory. Amen? How the church will spread via evangelism and the gifts of the Spirit will spread, taking over kingdoms by the authority and the power that Jesus has given to his church. So this was a regular and normal question to ask, restoring again the kingdom to Israel from that which has promised from Abraham with the children of Israel walked in. But Jesus answered, saying to them, it is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father has put his own power, but ye shall receive power. Don't forget that word receive, lambano, an active word to get a hold of something. Okay, so Jesus literally said, but ye shall get a hold of power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. Ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and all Judea and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth. Okay? So in Acts 1:8, we can say that another way to summarize the gifts of the Spirit is what Jesus said here. You receive power. The ability to be able to witness effectively. As you preach the gospel, the power of God is in demonstration and manifestation. As you preach the gospel, there are tools by the Spirit to effectively witness the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ, to effectively witness the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But you must see that you have a role to play. You and I must see that we have a role to play. Yes. By his grace and his mercy, the Spirit of God, the Spirit of the church, the Spirit of the body of Christ, resident in the church, is available to whoever believes, to whoever puts faith in the gospel. And where the Spirit of God is, the power of God or his power is present. But Jesus says to us, when he said to his disciples, you shall receive. You will get a hold of what has been supplied. You will get a hold of what is available. You have a role to play. You have a role to play in learning, in praying, in desiring, in looking forward to more. You have a role to play. Say, I have a role to play in the things of the Spirit. Say, I have a role to play in the things of and the pertain to the Spirit. Say, I have a role to play in the manifestation of the Spirit. Say, I have a role to play in the operations of the gifts of the Spirit.
have a role to lay hold.
To lay hold. To lay hold. So if we are going to do more for souls, we must pay attention to our desires for the gifts of the Spirit to be in tangible manifestation or expression. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. And as we do more, we'll see more. We'll hear more. We'll have more reports. We'll see men in their numbers turning to the Lord Jesus, taking up the mandate, becoming stewards of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Surely, more territories and more places will be taken for our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen, amen. Lift your hands and thank Him.